Well, that's a bit inconvenient. Seems like you all took a wrong turn. A couple of corridors down, and you'd have only had to deal with one of the rents. Whoever thought they deserved a key to the central office must have been a bit too cocky. Those kids aren't offending anyone with how weak they are. Now, if only you'd scouted a little longer for an easier opponent, maybe you'd have gotten a key and given yourselves a head start. That's what? A whole 5 extra minutes to live. Gives you enough time to say your goodbyes, confessions, and all that good stuff. Too bad. There aren't any do-overs here. You picked door number one. So you've got to live with your choice. Life takes us down many paths. And unfortunately, every choice you've made so far has been toward going down the wrong one. Sad to say, we're not taking any new recruits. You should have just spent your time working on a business together. You could have at least had something that made you worth keeping alive. You work well enough together. Something could have been traded between us to keep relations good. No point in dwelling on what could or couldn't have been. You don't have much time left. I'll rip you all to shreds, just like I've done with the others. We're not playing games today. You're all going to die here. To compensate you for your poor decision-making, I'll give you all those extra 5 minutes you would have gotten with the rents. I'll be patient. Do what you need to do. Yeah, I'm listening. What you got? I see how it is. You know, for a group that claims to be looking out for others, I'd be worried about the position you have your friend in here. Making sacrificial offerings is pretty gauche, if you ask me. You might want to make a run for it once your friends are done here. Who's to say they won't dangle you in front of the enemy like a piece of meat again? I'm afraid there are no exceptions here. Regardless of any past friendships I might have had with any of you, I can't let you pass. So you're gonna have to try a lot harder than that. Not everyone has to die for me to win. I can get rid of all the undesirables here. Then grab my consolation prize for wasting my time and call it a day. I'll treat my dear friend a lot better than you all are doing right now. No need to cry. They're using you to get to me anyway. You'll be better off once they're all long dead. You'd best keep your eyes closed to avoid watching any bloodshed. I'd rather not have to console you after. There's a perfectly nice room I can have you escorted to. You won't have to hear any screams either. Don't waste time for either of us. You're not doing either side any favors just standing there. Go on now. Move. Oh, You can't shield everyone by yourself. The most you'll do is cover up one person, if they're lucky. Though my homing attacks aren't exactly known for missing their targets. Both of us know you don't want to die. You don't have to become a martyr for them. I wouldn't let you do that anyway. You do realize I can just move you out of the way myself if I want. The point is, standing in front of me isn't gonna stop me from attacking your friends. All you're gonna do is make yourself even more upset when you watch them get slaughtered. That's why I'm giving you the option to see yourself out right now, so you can avoid that. I don't mind being in a bit of extra trouble, so long as your group is stopped from getting in the way of our plans. I'm sure the boss won't mind if I keep one of you as a souvenir. There's not much to negotiate around when I can do what I need to do without having to compromise anything. Go ahead with any proposals you have. You're already making my job easier by giving the boss some extra time. Now that isn't really fair for me. I can't just go around doing favors for you. I've already got someone to escort you to a safe room. You don't need me to do it. All it does is buy your friend some time to get to my boss. What will I get out of it? Willingness to cooperate can be bought. So that's not something difficult to get from you. And to be honest, I prefer when you fight back a little. Oh. After my own heart, aren't you? Not sure if it's worth the infraction I'll get. I might need some more convincing. I suppose I can just say I captured one of you while you were all split up. Mind you, you'll have to make sure you go down separate corridors and fight off those runs separately. Boss can make a few assumptions about how things played out. He doesn't need to know all the details. Oh, don't worry. I'll have my fun when the time comes. I agreed to spend some time chatting with my dear friend here. I never said anything about giving anyone back afterward. Prepare yourself to fight me then. Because I won't make it easy. Well then, have your fun with the runts. Give them something productive to do. Have fun. Now, let's be on our way. You've got to entertain me for the time I've lost by not fighting. Keep quiet, and look like a good little hostage. We can't have anyone asking any questions. Make yourself comfortable. Prepare to stay for as long as you want to be here. I choose if and when you leave. I'll decide when I've gotten enough compensation for the reprimand I'll get for not putting in enough of an effort to stop you. All before you made a mess of everything. I may not take all the blame, considering your friends made the smart decision to pick some doors leading everywhere but me. Can't imagine how lucky they must have been to end up fighting some of our less competent staff. Either way, I might as well make this time more worth it. So, how do you plan to keep me entertained? The usual? How about I dress up the table a bit and make us a couple of coffees? Just so it's a little closer to how we normally do things. It's either that or just talking like this. Up to you. What do you prefer? I'd prefer if you made yourself as comfortable as possible, so it doesn't feel awkward. Honestly, it's a little weird for me. Having you visit me in my workplace isn't something I ever expected you to do. How'd you even get lumped in with that group? I mean, you're kinda mundane. No. I mean more than that. You're just not really opinionated about our organizations. At least not whenever we talked. I wouldn't have minded much. You're fun when you've got your little opinions on other things. I wouldn't have hurt you at all. Still, it takes guts to strike up a conversation with someone you know who can snap you in two at a moment's notice. Yeah. Why do you think I did it in the first place? Hey, you're snapping my heart in two right now as we speak. I was expecting something nice as compensation for letting your friends off the hook for a while. So entertain me like you said you would. How about we start with a little kiss? Yes, I'm serious. You know, I never really thought about it until we were up close and personal in public. But I wouldn't mind pushing things further than a couple of chats over coffee. I like you. Why wouldn't I want to? Come on. Those were practically dates. Well, no. They can be from now on. Go out with me. No one was stopping us from hanging out before, so I see no problem. I know you don't just want to be friends. I'll be a lot more. Sure. Once I get that kiss. Come on then. Just as payment for now. Now, for real. So, tell me again why you agreed to keep seeing me after that first time. I'll tell you why I did. 'Cause I wanted things to end up like this. Nothing stopping us from it. It will be how it's always been, with a few extra perks. The only thing my boss won't mind is that I'm not keeping your friends busy right now. It will be worth the infraction, so long as I get a few more kisses. Yeah. So come on, and distract me some more. Is everything to your liking? That's good. Of course. I made sure it was exactly how you usually order it. It also helps that they actually remembered it at the cafe. It does look good. I have actually been thinking of ordering it myself at some point. Maybe next time. I thought it might be better than whatever I try to brew up myself. And it's at least a little closer to the feeling of our old dates. You know, I'm perfectly fine with retroactively considering them as such. Unless you prefer this to be considered our first. I wouldn't mind reliving falling in love with you. It's been so long. It would do me good to experience some nostalgia. Let me think. When you walked over to me that first time and sat me down for a chat, I knew right then and there that you'd stolen my heart right from under my nose. You play so dirty, you know. Having such a cute little pout when you try to convince me of something. How could anyone resist? It's not just me, honey. I work with people who have taste for that. Oh, my allies can be absolute sharks. At least the competent ones. I don't think the runts will give me too much trouble if they know what's good for them. I'm not concerned about any of your friends getting in the way. Whatever is going on in any of their heads about you is irrelevant, especially now. Come now. You all knew what you were getting into. There was always that chance that you'd lose. Especially when you're entering enemy territory. You were at a severe disadvantage from the start, trying to take us on in our own base of operations. Well, I can assure you that at the very least, they're being fed well enough. None of our prisoners would be treated so poorly, considering we have something to gain from keeping them alive. You may be my one and only, but don't forget, we still have jobs to do. And unfortunately, that means getting information out of your friends. And punishing them for causing us so much trouble in the past. At least be grateful that you get the luxuries you do. In the boss's eyes, you aren't here, so nothing bad can happen to you. It's what it is for now. I can only do so much to keep you safe. So you'll just have to bear with the circumstances for now. But I'll make sure to let you go once your friends have been giving the clear. It'll be up to the boss how long they'll be kept around. I have no say in that. But fortunately for you, I am in charge of their punishments on some days. I can be much more lenient on them if I so desire. Don't get your hopes up. It's not as simple as that. Every choice I make comes with a price. You should know by now how much I like having compensation for everything. You're gonna end up ringing me dry if I do everything out of the kindness of my heart. How about you? Would you be willing to do a few favors for me? Just so that it's equal for the both of us? I would hate for this relationship to be one-sided. Well, depending on how you look at it, this can be very easy for you. I'm quite certain that what I plan to ask for in return is something you are perfectly willing to give. I want one date per friend I decide to spare. Per session. I think that's more than reasonable, considering how long our dates are compared to the time I spend with them. The boss usually has me watching over each of them for a good few hours. An hour or so. Chat over coffee seems very generous for that, don't you think? I wish the time we spent together here was always for dates. But I'm afraid the time I spend away doing work doesn't count. Believe me, I'd love to spend a whole day with you. But at the same time, there's something nice about coming over to my quarters and having you greet me after a long day of work. It makes me appreciate the moments I do have with you. Of course I do. I can't go without seeing that cute little face of yours. It's part of my daily routine. My entire life would have been in shambles if all of that got taken away. What could I possibly do without our little dates? Do you want me to actually spend time with my allies in the break room? With instant coffee? Not even a semi-decent creamer? You can't seriously curse me to a life so cruel. You couldn't pay me to go back to that. Especially when I can do so much better. I think our situation here is the best of both worlds. We're both where we want to be. It's a little nice reprieve from all the noise and other distractions. Your friends can enjoy themselves once they deserve it. That offer is still up for you. Those dates can go a long, long way. It is unfortunate that it could sully our relationship, making our dates so transactional. I would prefer it if you look forward to them as much as I do. I could always come up with something a bit easier. Maybe something that you can pay in full, then not have to worry about it later. How about some kisses? What? They're quick and easy to do. Have them all in one go. Pay the price for your friend's well-being, then never have to worry about it again. Once they're taken care of, they'll go back to being just as enjoyable as they always were. Well, I hope you at least will enjoy it now. It won't even feel like you're doing it to help them. It'll be fun. So, are we in agreement? Good. Now it's up to you when you want to make your payment. I'm very willing to take it at any time. Of course. Now's as good a time as any. No, that's not enough. You have to make up for the rest of the time they're here, remember? So let me have the rest. No more having to worry about any of that. Her friends will be in good hands from now on. Yes, I'll be lenient with them. Just for you. We aren't done here. That might have been taken care of, but you're still mine for the rest of the day. I'm not gonna let you go like that. Not until I'm done with you, of course. Maybe never. You're mine forever, aren't you? Circumstances don't need to change. We got to where we are now, with the positions we're in, didn't we? There will always be a reason to oppose each other, in one way or another. But it doesn't have to be that way here. You don't have to fight back. Well then, let's have our fun then. No more strings attached. Just pure fun. I'm ready whenever you are.